This is Subsector Signals, and I'm Phil Dearson. So I'm a big fan of automation. Lots of people worry that automation is going to do away with their job in the future, but that's highly unlikely for most people. Automation operates on tasks, not entire jobs, so if your entire job is composed of a series of tasks that can be automated, then yes, maybe it's time to think about retraining. But I've yet to find a job that isn't improved by the addition of some automation. When thinking about what to automate, it's helpful to observe what you do from a third-person perspective. So notice what you're doing while you're doing it. Keep an eye peeled for any occasions where you're doing the same thing more than once, like copying data from one place to another, updating the same bit of information in more than one place, recording the results of an activity in one system in another system, or exporting information from one system in order to turn it into some kind of report, taking an action, like creating an invoice, once something has happened in another system, or sending people the same information repeatedly, over and over again. There are many more, of course. The trick is to start noticing when it happens. That takes a bit of deliberate self-awareness, but it does become second nature over time. You'll start actively seeking out these occasions, and once you start, you'll start seeing more and more of them. I recommend creating a file somewhere and collecting them over time. If you're working with a wider team, then encourage them to do the same. Ask yourselves, what are the most boring, repetitive parts of my work? And these are likely to be golden opportunities for automation. They're almost always some aspect of business admin. However, as Bill Gates said, the first rule of any technology used in a business is that automation applied to an efficient operation will magnify the efficiency. The second is that automation applied to an inefficient operation will magnify the inefficiency. Signals for this episode, here's some things that you might find interesting. Bridge. I'll put all these links in the show notes. So making introductions while being polite and professional can take a bit of time. So checking that either side is okay to be introduced and then making the introductions, it's quite a lot of admin. So if you find yourself doing this a lot, have a look at Bridge. It makes the whole process a matter of clicks and automates quite a lot of the procedure. I found an interesting article on Behavioral Scientist, which is called Segmentation Needs a Behaviorally Informed Upgrade, which is a bit of a mouthful. Now, I talk about this quite a lot with clients. Segmenting people by their age or their gender or their interests is, well, it's a bit old-fashioned and, let's face it, it's not effective. So this is a great article, calling for segmentation based on behavior and needs. I love the way that it recognizes that we're different people at different points in the day. And that's why I built the N2D method, really, to focus on segmenting people by their jobs to be done. The last thing that I found interesting recently was an article called Operating Well, What I Learned at Stripe. And this is an insightful look at the challenges and solutions to running the operations of a large digital company, but all the findings are totally valuable for much smaller companies too. If you'd like to know more about becoming a digital business, visit subsector.co.